Well, you likely heard this in the news. Lakeside Mall has been sold. The new owner is Miami-based Out of the Box Ventures. They have big plans for Lakeside and several other malls as well. Trevor Barron is with Out of the Box. He's on the line to tell us a little bit more about their plans. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning.
Mixed use for Lakeside Mall. What does mixed use mean? Tell us what the new Lakeside Mall is going to look like.
Sure. Well, you know, Lakeside Mall, we think, is a very important asset within Macomb County for those communities, the communities of Sterling Heights, Shelby, Troy, and others. We think frequent and think of this mall as an important center, especially as other malls in the area have been closing. We see the role of Lakeside as a community center increasing. So when we think about mixed use, we think about other types of offerings. It could be office space, residential real estate, different types of entertainment uses that are going to be useful to the communities in addition to retail. We don't see retail going away as part of that project, but we see it getting complemented by other additional ways to use this interesting asset.
Yeah, these giant shopping malls have become kind of like albatrosses for communities that welcomed them 30 or 40 years ago. But as consumer shopping habits have changed, malls have, at least in their current state, become almost obsolete. I find it interesting you say that retail's not going to go away entirely, but the whole complex doesn't have to be all retail, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I don't think this is the first time we've seen a cycle of shift and change in retail within shopping centers and malls. An important part or aspect of a developer owner's ability to allow that real estate to kind of get to its best and most important use for the community is making sure that you have acquired it at the right ingoing price that will allow you to invest in how the asset gets reshaped. But something like Lakeside Mall, such an important location, a pretty large land asset, almost 100 acres, and with really great community, great traffic patterns, and great demographics around it, we don't really think of it as an albatross or kind of like a dead mall. Mm-hmm. We think of it as a mall that continues to be important, serve an important retail function, but whose best and highest uses are shifting and changing as people's purchasing patterns and the way people want to spend time are shifting and changing. So we just see this as an evolutionary process.
Just a little ways up to the north of Lakeside, we have Birchwood Mall in Fort Gratiot Township, which is right in our backyard. And I understand that your company owns now the Macy's portion of that. Macy's left a year or so ago, but your Outside the Box Ventures owns that portion of Birchwood Mall. Any plans for that property?
Sure. Well, Fort Gratiot is one of about 20 former big box retail properties we own across the country, former Macy's, JCPenney's, and successful models for reuse of these big box assets where we don't own the mall, but we own a box that is a separate parcel of both building and land attached to the mall. These include both there and across our portfolio, bringing in the types of businesses that could not maybe formally afford to be into enclosed mall real estate at a healthy rent rate. And these are, furniture store users, local grocery chains, very interesting entertainment uses we've all seen popping up inside of malls like go-karts, bowling, esports, gyms. And we have specific interest in healthcare, ranging from urgent care, dental vision, all the way to fully equipped hospitals that provide a range of medical services. This site in particular, being right on Lake Huron, has a potentially interesting connection to the water. So we're also looking at some potential residential type uses there in partnership with local developers.
Very interesting. I love your company's name, out of the box, because it does take some out of the box thinking. We have, I think, for years now, thought of shopping malls as just that. They're just shopping malls. But you're looking at other ways to utilize this this real estate that maybe some developers haven't really thought of up to now.
Well, Out of the Box Ventures is owned by a Miami-based development company, Lionheart Capital, and it's in our DNA to think about how to reposition real estate. A good example of this is Ritz-Carlton Residence Project we just completed in Miami Beach. And it's a pretty creative project where we repurposed about 1 million square foot of a shuttered hospital into high-end Ritz-Carlton residences. So it's kind of in our DNA to think about how to unlock and find the best and highest uses for a property. At Lakeside, for instance, we're big supporters of the arts, and we are putting together a pretty innovative program to support local artists and bring more of them into the center through a system of art studios. So we're always trying to think about what's important to the community and how we can use our important position as landlord to be good stewards of that asset.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that because not all national retailers, for example, really think of the community in which they're located. It sounds like you're looking at these properties and working with, using Lakeside and Sterling Heights as an example, really working with the community on finding the best use locally for that property.
Well, I think that's good business, and I think it's the way that we can create the most value inside of the land and the building we own. In Lakeside in particular, Mayor Michael Taylor and his team really impressed us. They were a big part of our decision to invest in the area. They have a huge commitment to growth and partnership, I think a very practical and future-focused attitude and work ethic, and these are all values we share. And have already made this project a great public-private partnership, and I think we have shared goals for finding the best and highest uses of the mall and the location for the community.
Talking with Trevor Barron with Out of the Box, the organization that has purchased Lakeside Mall and which also owns now the Macy's portion of Birchwood Mall. Looking at Birchwood Mall in Fort Gratiot, any thoughts of acquiring more portions of Birchwood or the whole thing outright?
It's very possible. Again, in order for us to be able to successfully execute a strategy of investing and both, capital and time and energy into reformulating those assets, the purchase has to be kind of at the right price to allow us to invest further on top of the acquisition. And certainly whenever we own a box that is attached to a mall someone else owns, it's always on our mind to be thinking about whether either outright or in partnership with that mall owner, there might be a way to increase our investment in the area. Obviously, there's a fair amount of energy and effort required to start understanding the community. So wherever that makes sense, we're absolutely very interested in doing that.
All right. Interesting stuff. Stay tuned in 2020. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about Out of the Box and its development at Lakeside and perhaps up here in Fort Gratiot as well. Trevor, thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Paul.
All right. Take care. Bye now.